These roles describe attitudes I usually associate with other people, I said. But I see how I've acted in some of the same ways myself. Ted nodded. There's another characteristic at the very heart of victimhood. At the core of any victim, you'll find the psychic death of a dream. All victims have experienced a loss, a thwarted desire or aspiration, even if they're not aware of it. It might be a loss of freedom, or health, or a sense of safety. The loss might even be one of identity, or of a reality, such as when a belief, my spouse is faithful, is shattered, my spouse has had an affair. Well, that was certainly true for me. My dream of a family had died when I learned of my infertility. My belief in a wife staying by my side no matter what wilted with my divorce. And my identity as a son seemed to have died right along with Dad. Ted continued. The victim feels out of control, believing life can't change for the better. Taking that position, one feels powerless, helpless, hopeless, and at the mercy of unseen forces. The victim reacts with depression or shame. You feel sorry for yourself. I can't tell you how many times I've privately thought, poor me. Ted smiled calmly and gazed out at the surf. Poor me is the victim's identity. That way of seeing yourself and your life experience determines how you relate to the world around you. Your orientation defines your reality. There's actually a lot of ego involved in maintaining victimhood. Wait a minute, I said. Are you saying being a victim is just a matter of seeing myself that way? What about a battered child or someone enslaved against their will? Are you implying they created their own victimization? Not at all, Ted responded. The experience of being the victim of violence is very real. There's no denying that people treat each other badly all over the world, every day. I'm saying one has a choice, however difficult or painful, about how to relate to those experiences. If you identify yourself as a victim, your choices are limited. There's another way to see things which allows you to meet even the most difficult circumstances. But I'm getting ahead of myself.